If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
Well, it sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening, everybody. Sunday night is the time for Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI. We're in the middle of the summer all over the country. And folks, no matter if you guys got it a little humid or you got more pleasant temperatures, this is summer. Just keep in mind, for most states, winter is coming, and it will rear its ugly head in a matter of months. So enjoy what you have right now. Again, thank you for all the nice emails I get and just the people that I talk to, and just appreciate it. In fact, right now, I'm just thinking of it. This is the 5th year anniversary of Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI. I just remembered that. Well, thank you again, everyone, for making the show as popular as you've made it and as much fun. And I got to meet so many new people, so many new guests from all across the country. Okay? Keep buying Rogue Town. We're having a ball with it. We're writing Rogue Town 2 now. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And that's about all the publicity I'm going to do right now. We're going to get to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter. Our show tonight, one of our most popular guests that we have on every so often, is probably making its fourth or fifth time on the show here for over a five-year period, is Chaplain Gary Cortese. He's from the Chicago area, and you know him as our lead chaplain that we talk to about things going on across the country and what's new. You know, folks, for many years we just thought about a chaplain, and I even saw this a couple weeks ago. I was visiting somebody in the hospital, and the chaplain came in very, very nice, said a couple words with the person that I was there to see, and said a prayer and said their goodbyes, left his card with us. And sometimes the chaplain work goes much, much, much more tense than that. And we're dealing with somebody that has started a whole program about behavioral health in the fire service. And he just came back from speaking and attending this week, a couple days ago, a two-day event on how to keep the first responders from the fire department and the police department healthy. And this is healthy mentally, healthy emotionally, and also to help connect those same people, those resources, from one set of fire departments to other sets of fire departments and police departments all across the nation. At this event that Chaplain Cortez went to, there was representatives there, following departments, Fire Department of New York, there's Chicago Fire was there, Boston Fire, Providence, Rhode Island Fire, Milwaukee Fire, Palm Beach County Fire and Rescue, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana Fire. And here to talk about that, and stuff is becoming more newer, and I'm very excited about it, Chaplain Gary Cortez. Welcome, Gary.
Well, thank you, Vito. Always a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for the grim reminder that winter is coming.
Yes. You're kind of, as long as being a chaplain and a pastor of a church, you're kind of a semi-authority on snowstorms, I have heard, since your winter in the Rockford area of Illinois kind of starts about November 1st. And I talked to you this last winter, and I guess we talked into April. So you almost have a six-month winter where you are. Is that correct?
That's true. Northern Illinois understands that there are four seasons. Almost winter.
Tell me what they are.
Well, you start off almost winter, still winter, and road construction.
That's a good one, yeah, from all the cracks and everything on the road, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, listen, welcome back. This was exciting. Why don't you tell our listeners what this was all about?
Yeah, it's a very exciting time. There seems to be a shift or a change, or perhaps maybe the better way to say it is an openness to discussing the reality of mental health issues or behavioral health. How do we keep firefighters and police officers healthy in their emotions? And some of the heavy hitters across the nation shared their programs and what they are doing. This is a very proactive time, and really departments across the nation are being encouraged to get a health and wellness program established before your personnel run into problems, because really, it's just a matter of time before the firefighter, the paramedic, police officer will experience some level of dysfunction in their own life, in the lives of their family members. It's almost inevitable, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but think about what the police officer and firefighter deal with on a regular basis. And you know that yourself, Vito, from the things that you experienced.
Right. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, this, I can't believe, Chaplain, that this has gone on for so many decades and not a word about this ever went on. I mean, you know, right. You could be in a blazing gun battle and maybe your partner, God forbid, got killed, and people that you guys have shot, let's say the police officers. And back in the era, you just get, you know, good work, take a couple days off and come back in. Amazing.
Right.
I mean, you know, yeah. I'm reading these things here, Chaplain. It says here, a fire department is four times more likely to experience a firefighter suicide from among their ranks than a line of duty death. Everybody always pictures, you be a fireman, the only thing you got to worry about is to get those major fires, and God forbid you may get killed in it. Okay? Well, we're talking about suicides, and we're going to talk about that. So what do you think?
Yeah. Well, you think about that, and if your listeners could put it into perspective, what you just told us, according to the statistics, is that firefighters are killing themselves more often than any other force of nature is killing them. Firefighters are committing suicide four times more often than a fire or other related situations. So this really is an alarm, and it gets worse in the law enforcement culture. Police officers are killing themselves more than one a day in this nation, Vito.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And that's not even counting the police officers, I imagine, that get killed in the line of duty. We're talking about suicides here, because my reports that were given to me by you said more than one police officer each day, one every 17 hours to suicide. So that's not saying shot in the line of duty.
That's correct. And suicides take longer to report. So a line of duty death gets reported immediately, and there's so much honor that is attached to giving your life in service, and rightfully so. However, when we think of suicide, there's not a whole lot of honor that goes along with that. That's a black eye to everyone. It's a terrible tragedy to the family of the police officer, firefighter, and it really is a terrible thing for the community, for the department. Everybody loses when there's a suicide. Everybody loses.
Right. I mean, I'm thinking of one of these many killings, shootouts that we've seen on the air over the last couple of weeks regarding police officers and subjects. And one that just happened with a police officer from a major university. And as I was watching the news, it just said, now they just put a bond on him, a high bond, and I believe they're watching him. They have a suicide watch on him already. Obviously everything that he did, but also the worry of maybe going to trial whatever, going to jail or even not going to jail. The pressure of what you just did in the line of duty is, amazing.
Yeah, and you know what, Vito? It is really time for administrators and departments and city officials to put their big boy and girl pants on and start taking responsibility and get proactive in saving our own. We know how to save others. We know how to train up our civil servants to serve and protect others, but we have failed them in training them on how to take care of themselves. And this
hold that thought. We got to go to a hard break. We'll be back with Chaplain Gary Cortez. Stand by.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241, 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may be creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Troubled Water by Paul Simon. We're back, Chaplain Gary Cortez, talking about the great things going on across the country to help the fire department and to help the police officers. And Chaplain, you are that bridge over troubled water when you come to a situation. And every situation is totally different, even as a cop. Going back to even a husband and wife fight, people may say, they're all the same. You go, no, everyone's different. You never know what you're going, what to expect in things of that nature. So, Chaplain, you are the bridge over troubled water when you arrive at a scene.
Well, we certainly certainly try to be, and you know, many firefighters and police officers feel a measure of comfort and strength when a spiritual presence arrives on scene. You know, when you're dealing with death and destruction, as often as our first responders do, you know, it really does help to insulate. And you describe it good—a bridge over troubled waters, because some of these things are, boy, they're so difficult. These are things that you don't normally see, and you don't want to see, you shouldn't have to see. And, you know, when you as a chaplain arrive on scene, primarily it is a ministry of presence, and you represent the highest power in the universe. And often I'm told, boy, we're glad to see you. Thank you for coming. Usually they thank me. I would say without fail, every single time they thank me for showing up. And that makes it all worthwhile, really.
Wow. That's amazing. What would you say to the people that would say to you, okay, wait, you show up at the scene. Wait, what's this chaplain going to do? Pour religion into this whole family or what? What's he trying to do here? And I know you, and I know in your answer that you have said to me, it's more about getting that scene, the scene of the accident where maybe some people lay dead, the fire where now you have to notify, or with the chief, fire chief, you have to notify that people were killed inside their part of their family. So you said to me that it's basically what you try to do initially is to calm that situation. Just show love, not show love as a Muslim, not show love as a agnostic, not show love as a Baptist or whatever, but just show love as a chaplain.
That is exactly right. I am there to extend love, mercy, and compassion. And I will tell you, the ones who kick up a fuss and complain about the separation of church and state and the freedom from religion and the political correctness and all that other nonsense, those are the ones who are not directly affected by or involved in the tragedy. Nobody who was directly involved and connected to death and destruction has ever turned me away. Not one time has anybody who was directly connected or involved ever said to me, "Well, gee, sir, what denomination do you represent? I'm afraid you might be violating my civil rights." I can assure you, Vito, in the 15 years that I have served as a police and fire chaplain, not one time has that ever happened. And, you know, you think about some of these scenes where in Sandy Hook were 20 precious, innocent young lives were systematically slaughtered. There's no political correctness there. There's no violating anybody's civil rights. There's a need for all of the resources to come together to help one another through this evil, dark valley. So that's a subject that is so near and dear to my heart. And there's no such thing as political correctness on the scene of a tragedy. So why do we tolerate it at any other time?
So what's the old saying? There's no atheists in a foxhole, an old war
you
saying.
You got that right. That's right. That's right.
Just thought of that one.
You know.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right back into this conference that Chaplain went to. We want to make sure that we learn what exactly went on there. Tell the listeners all across the country, Chaplain, what went on there? What were the people talking about? What did you talk about?
Well, and I'll tell you, this is such an important time in the fire service and in the law enforcement communities, because what was being discussed and what was being talked about were the programs that departments have put into place and the programs that departments are looking to put into place. And that's really where I came in. I can offer assistance to departments to help them get started on a comprehensive health and wellness program, which is designed to keep your personnel working longer, working healthier. It reduces costs over the period of time. And so a department that's looking at the issue and saying, hey, how do we help our personnel? What do we do? Well, as part of your comprehensive program, you need a good chaplain. And I like to say it this way. My goal is to see that every firehouse and every police department has a pastor just to serve the needs of that department as part of the wellness program. And so it was so exciting to hear from the fire departments across the nation, the bigger ones, the smaller ones, and they're all saying the same thing. We want to help our own stay healthy and reduce dysfunction in the fire service and the law enforcement community. I think that's the key, really.
Wow. Now, are you the one that have put together both the video that I saw you speaking on and also the handout, the behavioral health in the fire service, a chaplain summary and recommendations?
Was that
something that came to you and that you put together?
Yeah, just by attending conferences and seminars, being a part of different meetings and functions, I put together a summary, and it's behavioral health in the fire service and also behavioral health in the law enforcement community. And basically, it's an attempt to raise awareness, to carry the torch, if you will, and any departments that are considering what else they should do. This is a summary to help give them an outline, if you will, and videos that we are producing, videos that are really faith-based resources to encourage personnel that, you know what, it's okay to pray in public. It's okay to invoke the name of the Lord. It's okay to bring your faith into the fire. You better bring your faith into the firehouse, and you better bring your faith with you into the squad car. These things are okay, and they are necessary because I hate to say it, It only gets worse from here. That's the post 9/11 reality of the world that we live in. And I think anybody will agree with these attacks that are going on, with these things that are happening. We got major problems in this country.
Well, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Chaplain Gary Cortez. Stand by.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may be creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Of If I Ever Lose My Faith in You by Sting. We are back. Chaplain Gary Cortez, back from the big conference. Behavioral health booklet, pamphlet he has out, videos. He's really moving along, and the police departments and the fire departments are getting very excited about this. They have somebody to go to talk to privately. Folks, I know I've said this many times, but being an ex-cop, when my time came for a shootout with my partner and my lieutenant with the bad guys, and one bad guy laid dead and one was wounded, that night getting back to headquarters, good job, pat on the back. It was a Friday night. They said, take the next couple days off. We'll see you on Monday. No one called me over the weekend. No one asked when I went back to work. Ways down the road later, they hand me the combat cross. And that's it. That was it. Oh, sure, the award, that's nice. It goes in your jacket at work, and, you're looked at as a hero. And that's something interesting, Chaplain. People get looked at as heroes. They come out of the fire. I've seen this picture many times, holding that infant, that little one-year-old in their arms, all black from the smoke and everything else. And the baby dies. Okay, and now you never, at least as far as I know, it may be different in different departments. Don't send me nasty letters, everybody. The baby dies. That fireman who carried that baby out of the house has to go home now to his own three right. children. Maybe a child that same age. That's what this is all about, right, Chaplain?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Going home to your own family, but also going home to the reality that firefighter was not able to save a life that he is sworn to protect.
Right.
That's a hard reality. That's a wow. very hard reality for our firefighters, our paramedics, our police officers, to have to endure a loss, the knowledge and the reality that you could not save that life on your watch. That's a really tough one, tougher than the average citizen will ever understand, really.
Yeah, I mean, people, they think of firemen. I can remember years ago when I turned 21, I'm joining the police department, I said. You know how many friends and relatives said to me, this was their what they thought. Oh, you should join the fire department instead. You eat, you sleep, nice stuff. You probably play a little gin with the other guys. That was the perception of what the firemen did all day long. Yeah, once in a while, you go put out this bushfire. I see it all the time with these guys coming. Four trucks sometimes to put out a bushfire. So they got bad recollections of what's going on in the real world.
Yeah, and that's true, Vito. I've heard that all, but I'll be honest with you. When there's a motor vehicle accident, when there's some type of a disaster, when there's a house fire, a structure fire, you are never more happy to see those trucks come whizzing down the road and come flying to you. I know there's a lot of misconceptions, and I think by and large some of that is starting to change. And especially after 9/11, 9/11. I think that that was 9/11 was very bad, but it was also very good. And I know that sounds a little bit crazy to say, but it brought other things into the spotlight. I totally relate to what you're saying, because my own grandfather was on the job as a cop. His career spanned 5 decades, and walking with him on his beat, I never gave it a second thought. The fire service, the fire department, much like what you said, what do? They sit around, they eat all day and do nothing.
I know. 9/11, let's speak about that a little bit. 9/11 comes, and I know exactly what you mean about a little good coming out of that, okay? So I want our listeners to understand. The good that came out of it was from that day, from 9/11, for weeks and even several months, the churches across the country, synagogues, were packed with people. Why? I got to ask you that, Chaplain. You're a pastor of your own church, too, in Illinois.
Yes.
What happened? What was in people's minds then, Gary, 2 days after 9/11, after hearing the president and everything else? Flags. I drove down the street. I don't even see it anymore. It breaks my heart. There was flags, little flags on everybody's windows, rear windows, everything going on.
Yeah.
You know? What happened?
Yeah.
Why did people run to these churches, synagogues?
Yeah, and that good that I mentioned was very short-lived, I'm sorry to say. And I think people in our own church here in Northern Illinois, we had standing room only. We couldn't fit them in.
Wow.
And that didn't last very long, sadly. But I think it shows us, and it should show the rest of the world, that inherent in who we are as a nation, we are people of faith. And that is never more obvious than in times of crisis or tragedy. What do? We turn to our faith. We turn to our synagogues, our churches, our houses of worship, and rightfully so. Now, that's a demonstration that's a part of the fabric of who we are, and you cannot and you should not fundamentally change that. That's who we are. And I wish that good from 9/11 would continue. But sadly, as we know, it doesn't. You look sometimes and you wonder, boy, did everybody forget that there was church this morning? But it's still a good reminder that we are a people of faith. And I think one of the other things that came out of 9/11 is that it does take all of us to rise above any challenge. It takes family, church, and state. Those are the three main components of who we are as a nation. Strong families, strong churches, and strong government. Now, I know that might be a little confusing to some, but those are the three main components that we need, and that's who we are as a people.
Right. I mean, that's very important. I mean, and that's 14 years ago. And look what's happened to the people that you just talked about. Chaplain Cortez, look what's going on again. I know I said that, but look what's going on with these people. There's such anger. There's such hatred going on in this country right now. And, the other countries laugh at us. I mean, we have to get our act together, and they would need a chaplain to take care of the entire populace of the United States. They would need a lot of Gary Cortez's. But that was interesting what you said about 9/11, and even from the aspect of your own church, you know? So what do we need to do? I mean, when is this going to be? This is spreading already across the country, what you're doing, what your work. So how long will it take to get around to the East Coast, West Coast, all around town?
Well, I think the key has to be people of passion who rise up and take the torch, as it were. And, we can't be wishy-washy in our message. We must stand and stand firm. And I think the key has to be, you know, as many people as I can infect, if you will. I jokingly say I'm going to infect you with my propaganda now. You know, if I can instill that in one person and they can get excited about it, and they can instill it in another person, and it just starts spreading like a wildfire, you know, not to use that expression, but and that's really what we need. We need a bunch of wildfire to just spread across the land, and people who aren't afraid to stand up and say, we are one nation under God, and we need to work together. We need to stick together. We're not here to judge anybody. That's not my job. I'm not here to judge anybody or shift blame and point the finger, but I certainly need to figure out, how do I work together with the other resources? And as I mentioned, your family, church, and state, and that will protect us and insulate us from the real enemy, and to stay excited about who we are as a nation. Let's accentuate and let's highlight all that's right, all that's positive and good, and stop focusing in on the negative. And we really need more of that type of reporting. Let's focus on what's so good about us and what's so right about us, and I think that will help get the message across.
That sounds very, very good. We're out of time for this segment. We're going to be back talking more about all of this. Very interesting show. We'll be right back with Chaplain Gary Cortese. Stand by.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241.
That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Segment with Chaplain Gary Cortez, doing great work around the country. Gary Cortez, God's crusader for the chaplain. Can't call it the chaplain business. It is so far from being a business that, because there's, I know from a lot of research, there's not much pay for a lot of these chaplains, men and women, that go out and do tremendous things at crime scenes, at drownings, car accidents, whatever it may be. So now, Chaplain, what do you have coming up the next couple of weeks? You got a busy schedule.
Yeah, that's to say the very least. Yeah, just less than 2 weeks, I'll be attending a suicide prevention awareness training at the Fire Academy in Chicago. The Chicago Fire Department is actually hosting this, and it's really to deal with this issue of suicide in the fire service. And so I've got that coming up. I'm going to be spending an entire day as well with a battalion chief down there at one of the busy firehouses in Chicago, spending a day with him, interacting with him, talking to him, and observing how they do business and so forth. We've got coming up September, and I almost forgot to mention the State Line Chaplains Organization will be meeting as well around that same time in just a about, well, next week, actually. Next week, the state line chaplains that I had organized and oversee for the area. And we've got a September 11th memorial service coming up, which we usually, this is an annual event for our area. It's a big deal. We'll have a guest speaker. We'll have an honor guard. We'll, you know, you just kind of, you make it a very special time to honor and pay tribute and to help people remember. So that's coming up September. And as well as helping other departments with their own program, health and wellness. And so staying ever busy, helping other departments with theirs as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, folks, Chaplain Cortez gets right to the heart of the matter. I brought him one day to a fire department. In fact, I drove him to a fire training facility back on the East Coast, and the fire chief said, "Hey, you want to go through the, what was it called, Chaplain?"
That was the flashover simulator.
The flashover simulator. The fire chief had to get them all ready to go through this. And, you know, he learned so much. This is, helps him with his teaching. He just went through this simulator thing, okay? And he came out of it, and I looked at him. He was all black from, you know, whatever. And he looked like, for a couple seconds, I thought, you know, maybe Evander Holyfield was in there, and the whole point was he's going to hit you a couple shots to see how hard, how what you can take. But no, it was the simulator. And I know when I put you in the car with me to take you back home, it took you quite a while, right?
Yeah, that was quite a unique experience, and I would probably tell you that not very many chaplains have been through that, and I'm the only chaplain I do know of that has been through that experience, and it made me appreciate my role as a spiritual presence. That was unforgettable, truly an unforgettable experience, and I felt never more nearer to God than I did when I was in there.
I know, that was something. Very proud of you that day. Now, tell the people how to reach you on your website there. Everybody has a cousin, a brother, a father that's involved in police department or fire services. You have somebody that you know, a best friend. Give your website and everything to the public here so they know how to reach you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have www.firstdofamily.com. It's the word first, F-I-R-S-T, and the word do, D-U-E, and then family, firstdofamily.com. I'd love to have you get on that website and check that out. We're also, it's on Facebook, and it's First Do Family. So we do Facebook, and then also my email, and this is going to be tricky now. Everybody misspells chaplain, but it's chaplain at ByronFire.com, and chaplain is chaplain at Byron, B-Y-R-O-N, fire.com. So firstdofamily.com, chaplain at Byron Family, ByronFire.com, and then the First Do on Facebook. And we'd love to have people like us on Facebook, First Do Family, and check out the website. Still a work in progress, but you can read up a little bit about us and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. I told you quite a while back, I said, you know, Gary, this is going to grow and grow and grow. And also, you know, folks, when you do what Chaplain Cortez does, your family has to be around you, too. Your family have to surround you with their okays, so to speak. You have to have the right type of wife that okays you on this. And is she okay? I mean, going out 3 or 4 in the morning on these horrible scenes that you have to go on, it's just something I know that you got to get used to, right?
That's exactly right. You need a good support system at home, or you'll be no good for anybody, including yourself. So not everybody should jump into this type of ministry. You have to have full support, and otherwise it certainly will cause havoc in your own home, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I do know, and again, it's all very confidential how you run everything, which is great, but I do know you still meet with people that you may have met from a tragedy. a year, two, 3 years ago. And that is fantastic because you're still helping those people. And
that's
right. Just great what you do. So, you know, in closing here, keep up the good work. Everybody's very proud of you, of what you're doing. And, again, be prepared because it's going to grow. And people are going to want more of these. And but they're going to want more Gary Cortez's police. So that's what they have to – that's what you're going to have to build up as time goes by. I'm feeling that right now. That's what you're going to have to build up. So we got 30 seconds to go here. I want to thank you again. We will talk soon. And ladies and gentlemen, please correspond with him. Look him up. Take care of his ministry. Help him. And until we meet again next Sunday night with Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI, Vito Colucci saying good night and God bless you. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.